Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 8, day 3 of our study of 2 Corinthians. I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and today we're talking about 2 Corinthians 10, 12 through 14. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us? God, speak to us and flood our hearts with the knowledge of you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is 2 Corinthians 10, starting in verse 12. We do not dare classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. There's a general understanding that we have in the West that we shouldn't compare ourselves to other people. We shouldn't judge what we have by what other people have, right? If you want to judge how poor you are, you can always find someone richer. If you want to judge how much book knowledge you have, you can always find someone, quote unquote, smarter. You can always do that. You can always find ways to put yourself down if you judge yourself by others. You can always find ways to justify yourself if you judge yourself by others. You can think of, you know, well, this guy over here is doing worse stuff than me, so I'm not that bad, right? So these are two really unhelpful ways to compare yourself to other people. And so we generally, you know, tell people, hey, don't do that. You know, there's kind of the, I like to say maybe the Disneyfication of people in the West and the United States is that you're fine just the way you are. But that's also not quite true either, right? We know that we probably shouldn't be judging ourselves by other people in those unhelpful ways, but it's actually very helpful to judge ourselves by other people. When we look at their accomplishments, when we look at their lifestyles and their patterns of living, it's very helpful to look at other people. There's billions of dollars of books written per year trying to help people, you know, lose weight, get better jobs, get more educated and do, you know, improve themselves. Those are all very good things, right? And so if we can do that, we can compare ourselves to others and say, this person lives like this and accomplishes this. What if I started living a little bit more like that? Maybe I would accomplish similar things. And those are very good things to compare ourselves. We should compare ourselves like that. And Paul is saying in this case, when someone shows up and says, hey, I am awesome because I say I'm awesome, I believe I'm awesome, and I bought some nice fancy clothes to show off how awesome I am. He's like, that's not wise. Don't compare yourself with yourself for the purpose of going to other people and saying, look how awesome I am. That's such a stupid thing to do. It's very unwise what Paul's saying. He's like, this is who you're giving yourself over to. These are the people that you're listening to. It's not wise. Verse 13, we, however, will not boast beyond proper limits, but we will confine our boasting to the sphere of service God himself has assigned to us, a sphere that also includes you. So Paul's saying, listen, we're not going to boast beyond proper limits. He's saying, I'm going to boast a little bit. He's already done a little bit. He's going to do some more here. But he's like, we're not going to boast beyond proper limits. We're going to confine what we boast about to, you know, what God has assigned to us, including you. So this is going back to this, you know, we're laying our lives down for you, and that's where we're going to boast. Verse 14, we're not going too far in our boasting, as would be the case if we had not come to you, for we did get as far as you with the gospel of Christ. He's saying we're not going out of our minds to boast about bringing you the gospel and what we've done there, because we made it to you. We visited you in person. We actually came to see you. Paul brought the gospel to the people of Corinth, and then other people come along and try and distort that or draw these people away, right? So it's a completely different thing if Paul had been like, writing a letter to the Corinthians. You know, someone else had brought the gospel to the Corinthians. Paul had never visited them, and he's writing them letters telling them how they need to change and all this kind of stuff. Completely different thing than the fact that he's visited them many times. He brought the gospel to them. They're Christians. I don't want to say only because of Paul, but certainly in part, or maybe even in most part, because of Paul's work. And now Paul is writing to them, trying to correct things that are going wrong. Paul feels very much a fatherly, love over them, and a fatherly responsibility over them to deal with these kinds of things. And so he's boasting to them, right? In that, I'm kind of like the guy that brought all this to you. I feel a fatherly responsibility. That's the way he's boasting, right? That's not normally the way that we, you know, brag is that, hey, I love my children really well. I mean, we might brag and say, hey, I love my children so much more than you that I bought them this and this and this. Right? But we don't normally say, I love my children, and that's, you know, how awesome I am. It's like, well, who wouldn't say that they love their kids, right? That's nothing. No one really brags about that. And that's what Paul is essentially saying, is I'm bragging about the thing that no one really brags about, right? Again, you may brag that you're such an awesome parent that you bought your kid a Mercedes or something like that. And, you know, you're really bragging about other things. You're bragging about your wealth or whatever. You're not bragging about how much you love your kids. Because if you brag about how you love your kids, everyone else is going to say, well, I love my kids too, and I bet I love my kids just as much as you. It's a weird thing to brag about, is I think the point that Paul is trying to make here is I'm not going to brag like them about how awesome my suits are and, you know, how I can make you money or whatever. I'm going to brag about being a loving parent, about being a loving father figure who brought the gospel to you. That's the kind of bragging that Paul is doing. It's kind of silly because no one does that, because of course you would. And that's the plea that I believe Paul's trying to make here, is that we love you. We love you so much, and we want the best for you. And that's why we are speaking as we are. What a cool thing to have such fatherly love from one of the you know, greatest Christians who have maybe ever lived. Maybe we'll see and judge that differently in eternity. But what a cool thing to be able to say that Paul had such fatherly love over your little group of Christians. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.